the essence of joy is where the real McCoys, with their faces all wearing a grin. Not a care to stay when we're around your way. We'll win your hearts if you'll just let us in. Any kid on the street who you may chance to meet can direct you to laughter and cheer.
Then you'll know for sure that we've been on tour, and all the folks will agree
that we're the happiest, snappiest gang around town. We're the real McCoys.
Greetings, my friends. This is Kevin O'Gorman. And believe me, you're all most welcome to this house of harmony and happiness. Come on inside and meet the real McCoys.
How do you do?
Yes, that's the style. Put on a smile and come with us for a musical ride on Irving Berlin's Midnight Choo Choo.
When the Midnight Choo Choo leaves for Alabama, I'll be right there. I've got my fare. When I see that rusty head conductor man, I'll grab him by the collar and I'll holler, Alabama, Alabama, that's where I'll stop your train. That brings me back again, down home where I'll remain, where my honey lamb am. I will be right there with bells when that old conductor yells, all aboard, all aboard, all aboard for Alabama. That's where you'll stop the train that brings me home again, down home where I'll remain, where my honey lamb am. I will be right there with bells when that old conductor yells, all aboard, all aboard, all aboard for Alabama. All aboard.
Our guest called very early this evening, and there's a large-sized welcome for brilliant Ronnie Edwards. Drop around to the surgery of dentist Kevin O'Gorman. Our old friend Mrs. Snizzlegig is on her way in, so let's go with her. Come in, come in.
Oh, good afternoon, Mrs. Snizzlegig.
Oh, Dr. O'Gorman, I've been standing outside for 20 minutes trying to make up my mind to come in. I'm so nervous.
Oh, dear me, there's nothing to be nervous about. But if you've been outside for 20 minutes now, could you tell me if you've seen any small boys ringing my doorbell and then running away?
Well, I'd hardly call men of 30 or 50 years of age small boys. You look tired today, Dr. O'Gorman.
I am tired. As a matter of fact, I had quite a battle with my last patient.
A battle, did you? Yeah. And who won?
Oh, I suppose you might have called it a draw. Now, what is exactly troubling you, Mrs. Nizzlegig? I noticed that your face is very swollen right where you had that tattoo mark.
Oh, that's not a tattoo mark. That's where my old man hit me and he forgot to take his ring off. My trouble is one of my back teeth, Doctor. It's driving me to extraction.
Well, now, let's have a look at it. After all, I may only need to do a simple filling.
Oh, that's what I'm afraid of. I'm scared stiff of having a tooth filled.
Oh, nonsense.
Oh, it's not nonsense. Now, if I were a cannibal, it'd be different.
Cannibal? Why?
Well, I think only a cannibal would enjoy having his teeth filled by a dentist.
Yes, I see my dear. It's a horrible thought, though. People make so much fuss about dentists. I know dentists aren't very exciting, but they can always promise their patients a drilling time.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Now, you mustn't be afraid. Here we are. Now, sit down, Mrs. Snizzlegig.
Yes, Doctor.
Now, open your mouth. Mrs. Snizzlegig, do you know you have acute pyorrhea?
Oh, you can save the compliments for later, Doctor. I just want you to take a look at me teeth.
Well, yes. I think this molar needs filling.
Oh, will it hurt?
No, not a bit.
Still, if you don't mind, I think I'd like to have gas.
Gas? What? Gas for a little cavity like that? Oh, nonsense. Besides, I'm sorry, but I'm right out of gas.
Oh, Doctor, I've heard that tale before. But I hardly expected you to try to put it over me.
My dear Mrs. Fizzlegig, I merely meant that I was out of gas as an anesthetic. Now, let me see. I could paint the tooth with silver nitrate.
Silver nitrate? Mm. Oh, no thanks. Use gold nitrate, Doctor. I'll have nothing but the very best, you know.
Well, now, if you still just open your mouth again, Mrs. Nizzlegig, we'll have this over in a minute. Now, open wide. Mrs. Nizzlegig. Mrs. Snizzlegig, there's no need to shout and wave your arms around like that. You're making a dreadful fuss, and I haven't even touched you yet.
Oh, I know, but I've just remembered I've left a pot of stew on the stove, and I forgot to turn the gas off.
Every now and then, Tin Pan Alley turns out a song that's a mile ahead of the rest. And to give it that smooth handling, here is our own Penny Lucas.
Fields and the wind softly sighing and the swing beneath the chestnut tree. I remember my school friends, happy days swiftly flying, and my room still waiting for me. The old harvest moon rising over the city discovers me there and regards me with pity. Twilight, my fancy would stray over the hilltops and far, far away. I dreamed of the city, a life full and gay. But now I'm so homesick by night and by day. golden cornfields of home.
When the popularity parade marches down your street, you'll find two young men at the head of the procession, Lottie Wilson and Freddie Phillips. Music that's on the beam, we leave it to the McCoy Swing Team. Thank you. And when we want sweet harmony, we leave it to the McCoy Quartet.
Cruising down the river on a Sunday
Cecilia, say, what's this I heard about you going around with a young architect?
Oh, no, Kevin. I don't see him anymore. His plans didn't suit me.
Why, I heard he wanted to settle down and have a house of his own.
Well, he sure got a good start. I gave him the gate last night. Say, Kev, do you think I should burn all the letters he wrote me?
Oh, only the ones he told you to burn. Anyway, you're a flirt. Don't you ever worry about germs when the boys kiss you?
No, I just worry about myself and let the germs take care of themselves.
Yes, but do you know what you can get from germs?
No, Kev, what have you got to offer?
Well, I'm sure you know nothing of love.
Oh, I do so. Why, only last night my pop came home from work and my mom said to him, "Horace, I've got a cold and I'm a little hoarse." And Pop says, "Okay, dear, harness yourself to that sofa and pull it up to the fire for me." That's love.
That's not love, Cecilia. I've just read about a woman who reached the age of 40 years without learning to read or write. She met a man, and for his sake, she made a scholar of herself in 2 years.
Why, that's nothing. I knew a woman who was a profound scholar at 40. She met a man, and for his sake, she made a fool of herself in 2 days.
Look, scram, Cecilia. I've got something of interest to say. There's a pop song that asks, "Dearie, do you remember?" Well, maybe you don't, but I'm sure you will when you hear this version.
Dearie, do you remember when we first heard our Mulba sing? Didn't she make the rafters ring?
Peter Dawson starting in Adelaide. His success went sky high. Test your memory, my dearie. Do you recall when almost everyone used to go to see our dear old Stiffy and Low?
Dearie, life was cheery in the good old days gone by. Do you remember?
Uh-huh, I remember.
Well, dearie, you're much older than I.
Well, dearie, do you remember Great Farlap winning every race? He ran at a tremendous pace.
How he made those Yankee horses gallop, causing records to fly. Test your memory, my dearie. Do you recall when Bradman came from Bower to make a start and broke every boulder's heart?
Dearie, life was cheery in the good old days gone by. Do you remember?
I don't remember, Betty.
Well, you should, because, dearie, you're much older than I.
Dearie, do you remember those great sportsmen of yesteryear when Smithy flew? Oh, how we'd cheer.
His great deeds when we were just children made our hearts leap so high. Test your memory, my dearie. Do you recall when Lindrum made all his rivals quake when he started a whirlwind break?
Dearie, life was cheery in the good old days gone by. Do you remember?
I remember.
Well, dearie, you're still much older than I.
I say, Penny,
Do
you remember Darcy Boy? How that guy could fight. He'd knock him out with his left or his right.
Roisey, our life was cheery in the good old days gone by. We should remember.
We will remember.
Because the great DuBois, you and I.
Well, now, where do we go from here?
Well, Kevin, there's only one place to go, but listen, I'll tell you. Let's go back and kiss the girls goodnight again. Now, let's go back and hold them nice and tight again. Say, why sit around and waste time away? Come on, let's get a lipstick while we may. Come on, let's go back and start off where we left off before. Hey, what the heck are we all waiting for? Come on. So let's go back and kiss the girls goodnight again, and let's keep going back and back and back and back and back.
Let's go back and start where we left off before. What the heck are we all waiting for? So let's go back and kiss the girls goodnight again. Let's keep going back and back and back again.
Well, remember, everybody, watch out when you cross the road. Life is so precious. Especially when you have an appointment with the McCoys at the same time next week, and you meet Lottie Wilson, Penny Lucas, Roy Lyons, Bruce Clark, Fred Phillips, Don Harper, Aaron Rowe, Ethel Chadwick, Fred O'Kane, Ted Simpson, Fred King, Aaron Redding, and our pattern producer, Leslie Ross.